The National Cotton Council has prepared their annual economic outlook for the 2010 U.S. and global cotton markets. And in doing so, Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the Council, says there are a number of factors outside the cotton market they must consider, one being the overall economy.
The International Monetary Fund just released the most recent projections in late January, and that calls for some modest growth in both 2010 and 2011 for the global economy. So they do anticipate recovery continuing, I think, on a global basis, looking at GDP expanding by just under 4% for 2010.
And Adams says, assuming that growth does continue in the economy, cotton consumption should continue to expand as well.
We estimate mill use at 114.6 million bales. As we look ahead to 2010, we think global mill use will expand further by a little over 2% and rise to 117.3 million bales for world mill use.
China will continue to be the largest processor of cotton with an expected 48 million bales for 2010. And as for U.S. mill use,
we're seeing some stabilization and perhaps a little bit of optimism in U.S. mill use. And for calendar 2010, we're actually probably going to see a slight turnaround in U.S. mill use relative to calendar 2009. As we look at the marketing years, we anticipate mill use both in 2009 and 2010 marketing year to be approximately 3.4 million bales.
And Adams believes the growth assumption that is projected for 2010 should also lead to expanded world trade.
For the current marketing year, we anticipate exports at 11.6 million bales for 2010. We think exports will increase as we see additional imports by countries such as China, Indonesia, Bangladesh, all anticipate increased imports. So we expect imports for 2010 to come in at 12.1 million bales for the 2010 marketing year.
Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.